ground is sinking sand. A doubting maze of desert land. Well, darkness rules the heart of man. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. This is the series Homo Satanas, the rise of Homo Satanas. And listen, we are in session number two, the reasons why. Why should anybody in the world want to study about this person, the Antichrist? Listen, we can all stick our heads in the sand and forget about it. We can all just look at it as some kind of crazy conspiracy. But let me tell you something. New Agers believe in a world teacher. They believe that someone's coming to rule. Someone's coming in the rise of this spiritual evolution that we're in, maybe even by 2012. Hey, this spiritual figure may come. Even the ufologists and the abductees may be very inclined to believe that a supernatural alien type, star child type human being, superhuman being, may come to rule the world and bring peace and end all wars. And, you know, a lot of individuals are hoping for something like that. But now let's go to Ahmadinejad. Let's go to the Muslim scholars. Let's go to Islam. And listen, let's look into Muhammad El Mahdi. You know, the guy they believe's dwelling down there in a well somewhere. Before he comes up, there's going to be massive chaos and massive destruction and massive bloodshed. Great chaos before their world leader comes to power and brings the world under the rule, the Muslim rule. So there is belief among the New Agers, belief among Islam. There is clearly belief among believers, Christians, and has been for 2,000 years concerning the Antichrist and the rise. There's also the belief among, there's those in Israel that believe that this may occur again, like with Hitler. And then the world in general, and individuals, well, some of you may believe that there is a conspiracy, that there is some kind of Antichrist. Again, I'm amazed that George Norrie and Art Bell both believe, and they talk about the Antichrist very freely and fluently. And I just listened to George Norrie the other day as he talked to Patrick Huron in the new book that Patrick has written concerning the Antichrist, too. Well, here, we're doing a 55-week series dedicating it to bringing about biblical revelation and a lot of the other factors that are involved in the rise of Homo Satanas, the Antichrist. Now, let me ask you again, why in the world do we spend our time? Why 55 hours? This is almost more hours spent and given to this subject than almost any subject I've ever done. And there's great reason for it. Well, number one, I believe that he's probably living in Europe right now, that he's already out there, that he's already been born because of the timeline in biblical prophecy. I don't know for sure, but I do believe that the rise of the Antichrist is probably going to occur in the next, you know, so many years, maybe 4, 5, 10 years maybe, which means that he already lives and that the false prophet is out there also, and that something enormous is about to take place. Well, let me give you some of the reasons. I'm going to go over 11 reasons why I think it is vital that we study every kind of biblical, you know, piece of material that has been given concerning him. If you've listened to the first introduction into the first session, you'll see some of the reasons there. But I'm going to give you, I think, 11 major important issues or reasons why we should look into the rise. I call them Homo Satanas, and there's reasons why. I'll spend an hour on that in another session. I believe he'll be born in a counterfeit incarnation, bloodline. You got to understand, this is, and again, my mention of this is that he's not Nephilim. It's beyond just the B'nai Elohim, my friends. This is now the fallen cherub himself. something beyond anything else that has been done by Satan himself? Do you care about the fall of the human race, the reasons why there's pain and hurt, bloodshed, war, and the sense of the end of the world around us? Well, then I think that maybe we should take a look at the Antichrist. Number one, it is the greatest, the greatest deception in all of human history. Antichrist himself will be the greatest deception in all of human history. He'll deceive more people collectively ever in all of history. He'll bring about such deception. The mask that he wears will say one thing, and the world will believe that which he presents. But it's not what he presents is what the problem is. It's who he really is. The deception is broader and wider. He has the spiritual power to masquerade as an angel of light. And so this homo satanus, this Superman politically, globally, will seemingly bring peace to the world and bring new roads and a new era and a new day, a new order, as some are looking for. So we've got to understand that one of the number one reasons we need to study the Antichrist is that he brings the greatest deception. Now listen, the rise of that deception has been going in an incremental way for the last 30, 60, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. But now we're about to see this explosion of deception, spiritual deception, that seems palatable to the rest of the world wanting out of this alarming economic, environmental, and violent bloodshed world and wants a new era, a new day, a new dawn. But it's the greatest deception. What will be presented to humanity is mankind's greatest friend. But the reality is he is mankind's worst nightmare. He is the worst nightmare in human history. And that leads us to point number two. Point number two, the greatest destruction in the human in the human race. In the entire fall of the human race in thousands and thousands of years. This goes beyond World War I, World War II. This goes beyond all the collective wars. We're talking about the possibility of 2 billion, 3 billion people dying in the time period, the short time period of the reign of Antichrist. So the greatest destruction, you can read about it in Revelation chapter 9. We're going to see that in all the events, step by step, stage by stage, it leads to the greatest destruction of humanity. Now, it's bad enough to think of 170,000 dying when a tsunami strikes. It's bad enough to see 7,000 or 70,000 die in earthquakes around the world. It's bad enough to see what happens in Katrina, what happened at 9/11, what occurs in the wars. But we're not talking about those. We're talking about the predicted events that will lead to the deaths of millions into the billions in the shortest amount of time. Jesus said, unless those days be cut short, no human flesh would survive. It is the coming greatest horrific massacre of humankind in all of history, and Antichrist brings it on. Number three, everything about him has been revealed in advance. From the prophecies of the book of Daniel 2,600 years ago, listen, God gave us content. God gave us strategic insight. God gave us revelation on what will actually occur in human history. The fall of the Babylonian Empire, the rise and fall of the Medes and Persians, the Greeks and the Romans, all predicted by God, all laid out in the book of Daniel, and a coming empire and a coming little horn, a powerful world leader that is also a military commander and leader, a stern-faced king, one that will make war on the saints. Listen, this has been a major revelation in all of Scripture. God has deemed it a vital event. Now, Why would we not think that God would not reveal this deep level of content on the Antichrist? If he's the greatest deception in human history and brings the greatest destruction in human history, thank God that God gives the heads up. You're not going to find this in New Age writings. You're not going to find this clarity among Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, or anybody else. Nobody else is going to give you the accurate information. And let me tell you very clearly, no psychic, no remote viewer, no astral projector, no automatic rider guided by fallen spirits will be able to penetrate the satanic evolution. The sequence of satanic evolution is clearly, infallibly, and accurately given in the book of Daniel, in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, and in the great book of Revelation. God gives a description of the coming Antichrist, gives the terminology, tells us how the world will be deceived, how the world will pine after him, how the world will believe his lie, how the world will join, how the world will take a mark, how the world will, again, the world without the Spirit of God. So the question is, my friend, whether you're one of the Russians or Chinese or Japanese, or whether you're from Norway or Finland or Germany or Austria or Poland, whether you're from the Czech Republic or Johannesburg or in Greece or Montenegro, wherever you are downloading the messages, let this individual who has the Spirit of God inside of him simply give witness to you that if you do not have the Spirit of God of the living Christ dwelling in you, how are you going to know? God has made it clearly, clearly revealed in Scripture. There is a ton of information. And I would say to every believer in the living Christ, dig into the Scripture and read and know and see the time and circumstances. Let me give you a clue of how you should study. And you'll have to do your homework. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Take a few moments, go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. See how the prophets of old studied prophecy, how carefully, with intensity, to see the times and circumstances. They were guided by the Spirit of Christ. Every fallen, finite, demonic spirit that is in opposition to God, whether operating in the Akashic records, the Hall of Records, guiding individuals to write, inspiring Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, remote viewers, Sylvia Brown, Edgar, well, you can look at a number of Eckhart Tolle. Not one has the systematic, clear revelation, accurate information on the exact details of the rise of Homo Satanus, the man, the Antichrist. Third reason, so, because he's been revealed ahead of time. Information has been given ahead of time to warn the world, to warn those who are lost without the Spirit of God to come to Christ, to prepare believers. And let me say to the Israelis, to prepare the Israelis for what is about to come again. Notice, everybody, it's all the storm is gathering in the Middle East. The return of Christ there to the temple, they're touching down physically. That's where the action. That's where the action will be. Point number four. According to the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, the second coming of Christ will not occur until two demonically empowered, inspired events occur: the great revolt, the great rebellion, and then the apocalypse of the Anthropos of Anamos, the man, notice biblical revelation, the man of lawlessness, antinomianism, Anamos is the phrase, is the word. Anamos, opposed to everything about God revealed in Scripture, God revealed in lives, everything, every symbol, every word, every ounce of His presence, this man is in total opposition. He is the man of lawlessness, anomos. And 2 Thessalonians 2 reveals that in accordance with the supernatural secret power of Satan himself, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, and every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. Out of that mix of counterfeit, alternative, deadly spirituality, dancing again on spiritual razor blades, will come the rise of the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will first bring about massive chaos. Now listen, behind the scenes, chaos. The world is being set up for its dismantling, its disintegration of military structures, sovereign national structures. What's happening right now, you can feel in the air. People know it's coming down the pike. Great chaos, great havoc, a great day of literally satanic unleashing. The presence of darkness will be unleashed along with the hellish chaos and anarchy. I mean, occult writer Alice Bailey talked about it. Masonic writer Albert Pike spoke about it. In all the occult prophecies, you're going to find the concept. Even you 2012ers know that the information being pulled from the old Mayans is the possibility of great chaos, great destruction before the New World Order. He is the reason for the chaos. He is the reason why the United States will collapse as satanic super soldiers are released all over the country and great havoc comes. The day of the Black Awakening that the undergrounders have been preparing for and ritually releasing powers for and raising up their army underneath the surface. They're coming. They're here. And as they say, all hell shall break loose on earth. And that satanic presence will bring the world to its knees, crying out for a savior, crying out for help. There will be a Messiah complex, not just in Europe, but all over the place, throughout the United States, Canada, all over. And on the heels of the great destruction, the great revolt, the great chaos, the great anarchy, the great bloodshed, orchestrated in satanic synchronicity, will be the rise, the apocalypse of the man of Anamas. And the world will embrace him. He will bring almost an immediate stop to the chaos because he's behind the creation of it. Why study him? Because hell is about to break loose on earth. You can feel it in the air. You can see it in the saber rattling. You can hear it in the talk shows. You can read it in the occult. The Didache of Demons. Don't forget to study the book of Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. The uncreated, infinite Spirit of God has given you a heads up 2,000 years ago. Point number 5. This is the one that will bring globalism. There is no globalism without the Antichrist. There is no globalism without the New World leader. The supra leader, the supernatural leader, the political guy, the supernaturally guided guy the world will see as the peacemaker, the savior, the helper, the new age leader, the world teacher, the Mahdi, the literally the earth-based Messiah as far as the presentation. For those who understand the world of rock and roll, you understand what a poser is. He's a poser. You've got to understand something. Globalism springs into action because of the sequence of satanic evolution, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The procedures that lead to the great chaos, and the only reason for the great chaos is to level the playing field politically, militarily, economically, so that someone can come and be the savior in all three areas. Oh, he will come, and it seems like he's the savior politically. He's the savior on the military sense. He's the savior in the sense of the economic, the environment. He's the savior because he brings a peace to the world. Haven't you ever heard the phrase peace, peace, but there is no peace? Peace, peace, then sudden destruction. You ever read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? Check out the meaning of it. The sixth reason. Every revelation of the Antichrist, this man of Anamos, is that he is going to bring the fiercest attack on believers in Christ worldwide. Somewhere along the line, I believe towards the middle part of the tribulation time, he will bring an edict, and there will be an attempted annihilation of all believers worldwide. Every tribe, every language, every nation, wherever there is a human being that believes in the living Christ, there's going to be attempt. And I think that Revelation chapter 7 brings revelation when John asks about all those countless people that are in heaven, those martyrs in heaven. Oh, not suicide Islamic martyrs. No, we're talking about just simple believers, like in the days of Rome. Because you believed in Jesus Christ and wouldn't deny him, they will cut off your head, they will stab you, they will burn you, they will feed you to the dogs. So I believe there's a prediction out of Revelation chapter 7 that refers to a group of redeemed in heaven that came out of the Hey Thlipsis, Hey Magali, the great the tribulation, under the wrath of Antichrist. There is this goal of the annihilation of any believer, because believers carry the presence of God. They are temples of the Spirit of God. They have the Spirit of God. The spirits, the ancient ascended masters, what Alice Bailey called the Tibetan, in the writings that she wrote from 30 years ago and 20 years ago, listen, let me tell you something. The spirits connected with the fallen cherub have already said that if real believers in Christ don't get with the program, there needs to be a cleansing. Ufologists understand this. The so-called alien presence, a la spirits, are saying the same thing, a cleansing. A cleansing is necessary. Won't it be amazing as the world leader, the Antichrist, in his globalism, convinces the world for the need of the annihilation of believers worldwide, of the annihilation and the opening of the gates to annihilate Israel? Now, the attempt will be there, but it's very clear from biblical prophecy that he will not destroy the body of Christ. He will not destroy believers worldwide. He will kill many, maybe millions. He will bring great destruction to Israel, or attempted destruction. God steps in. But nevertheless, the reasons we need to know about this one, who's about to come to power, and behind his rise to power is the underground Luciferians, is the above ground New Age movement, ascended masters, spiritual teaching, the concept of a spiritual evolution, planetary spiritual wave, a global mind guiding the world. Oh, yes, maybe to a great day of destruction that will lead to a new world, the age of Aquarius, the age of Antichrist. God has revealed the attacks on believers worldwide, the attacks and attempted annihilation of Israel, spelled out in ancient biblical prophecy given by the infinite uncreated Spirit of God. Point number 7. You can check it out for yourself. Read about the abyss in Revelation 9. Wherever it's located, it's out there. The problem, as I said before, is not the abyss. It's what's inside the abyss and the king of the abyss. Some very clearly say that it might be an ancient Nephilim, very possibly, that obtains the right. Whether that's a combination of finding the legal rights to the operation of fallen man, whatever it is, he gets the authority, he gets the rights, the keys to open the abyss. Don't you understand something? This now is a global event. From the moment of the day of great chaos and anarchy, Black Awakening, the revolt, whatever you want to call it, to the rise and ascendancy of Homo Satanas, the Antichrist. Everything is global. Everything that occurs, the globalism brings global connection to everything. Everything the Antichrist does is global. Everything that occurs is global. The opening of the abyss is a global event, seeable. It will bring great, horrific terror to humanity. The only ones exempted from this horrific attack of ancient spirits, some would even believe the return of the Nephilim. The only exemption are those who have the mark of God, the Spirit of God, that are born of the Spirit of God. Only those born of the Spirit of God. The mark refers to the ownership of God. That we are God's possession. That we have the presence, the seal of the Spirit of the living Christ. Do you have the seal of the Spirit of God? Are you marked by the Spirit of the living God because of your faith in Christ? You better get ready. You better get right. You better be prepared. As the world is slammed with an invasion, you'll read about it in Revelation 9, these come down upon the earth, kind of like an alien invasion, tormenting with great torture and pain, just like the dark side does. That's what it's like in a satanic ritual. Torture and pain and harm and hurt. They come down upon the earth. Does this help give preparation for the Antichrist to convince the world to build, to have planetary defense weapons because there might be another invasion? Because the heavens may open up and something from out there in space or another dimension may come through, and we better be prepared with the greatest military power, the greatest military weapons to unleash all of that weaponry up into the skies just in case the skies open up again and another presence comes down. Could it be the tactics in the sequence of satanic evolution that is used by the Antichrist to bring annihilation? Well, he attempts the annihilation of all Christians. He attempts the annihilation of Israel. He once attempted the annihilation of God in Christ when he was first born, his first coming. Check it out, Revelation 12. There is no question that future prophecy tells us the Antichrist, in the globalism, with the kings of the earth, in fulfillment of a 3,000-year-old prophecy, Psalm 2, will attempt to annihilate Christ out of the skies. Revelation 19, 19. Why should we study this man? Why should we study about the Antichrist? Why should we be prepared? Why should we say anything about it? Well, I just said, in point number 7, it's all connected in the opening of the abyss and the preparation for the world. It's all about the destruction, the pain, the harm, and the hurt. Point number 8, why study him? Why know anything about him? He's the one that plays God. Have you not read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that he sets himself up in the temple of God? That he exalts himself above everything that is called God? Can't you understand? This is the being that has a God complex. We go back to Isaiah, where he willed to power, to ascend, to be God. The insatiable quest of the fallen cherub is for him to become God, replace God. The attempted annihilation of God occurred in the heavenlies. It occurred in the first coming of God in human flesh in Christ. And it will occur a third time as the living Christ returns in the end of the age, in the apocalypse of Jesus Christ. As the Antichrist plays God, here is part of that delusion. The world believing that he might be. The world believing. I mean, listen, if New Agers can believe that they are growing into deity, that they are evolving into deity, if there's those out there that can begin to believe that they will become gods. I'm reading a book right now called Mastering Remote Viewing. It deals with astral projection, remote viewing. And the individual that's writing the book goes by the name Sapphire and proclaims himself to be a god, small g. You see, this is the fallen cherub, the Luciferian core doctrine. This is the very doctrine that loosened humanity from God in the beginning. Chuck God, believe the new alternative spirituality, and you can ascend with elitist secret knowledge. And you can become like gods. You can be like God. Do the math, my friends. To the physicists, do the math. The finite can never, ever evolve and become infinite. In all these thousands of years, Satan has never been able to dethrone God, the infinite God, and become God. Though he has insatiably never stopped trying. Does he evolve? Does he learn? Does he grow? Well, it's without question that his development on the planet in lives of human affairs is evolving. Evolution has behind it a satanic sequence, a push spiritually. The incremental approach, the frog in the kettle approach from the 60s on, has brought great seduction to the world. But the next stage is the satanic unleashing of all of hell on earth. On the one hand, to unleash the spiritual gates, an unleashing of unprecedented spiritual presence, along with the collapse of political and economic and military society as we know it. Only so the prepared, behind-the-scenes Savior, Antichrist, counterfeit Savior and Antichrist, can come to power. Are the Europeans ready for it? Are the Russians ready for it? How about the Norwegians and the Swedes and the Finns? Come on, you in the UK, you in the UK. Come on, those in Spain, in Italy, in Rome, in the Vatican, in St. Paul's, where Father Malachi Martin believes the possibility of the birth or the invocation, a ritual that announced or brought forth the baptism of the Antichrist. You see, I do believe he's out there. He has just not come to that apocalypse. He has to be here many, many, many years before the apocalypse of the Anthropos of Anamos. But a secret power is at work. A supernatural secret power that pervades the globe, pervades the dense atmosphere of the globe. A supernatural operative power giving alternative signs, wonders, and miracles, alternative dreams and powers and abilities. You can know the difference. The Spirit of God and what comes from God leads to God. What comes from the dark side leads to alternative spiritualities, to everything but God. Can you be spiritual and yet not know God? Yes. Satan himself is a spirit and is in eternal opposition now to God. Have you ever read before in Ephesians chapter 2? He is called the prince of the power of the Eros, the atmosphere around the globe. He is that global brain. He is that global mind. He is that living consciousness, Dean Radin. New Ages. He is the one swelling with the coming planetary waves of power. Waves that will unleash the great chaos. Waves that will unleash the rise of Homo Satanas. All the world's going to see him. Homo Lumos. The world's going to see him as this great spiritual wonder. And he himself will say, I am God. He himself will declare to the world, I am God. He will tell the world, I am God. He will give you a mark so that you can be connected spiritually to him and never defect. He will give you an image that's, whether it's technological, along connected with spirituality and some kind of living, fascinating thing that will draw and call you into worship. Unless you have the Spirit of God and of Christ and make your stand, you may be drawn into worshiping the counterfeit God in human flesh unto your eternal destruction. To the Satanists and Luciferians that listen, to the sub-personalities that listen, to the nihilist, existentialist, others, or the embittered. If you've been convinced that you don't want God now, or if you've embraced the alternatives, please understand, in the end of everything, if you don't have him and don't want the living personal God now, you won't get him when all of this is over. God appeals to you to come to the living Christ. Look at the cross. It's exactly where alternative spirituality in the New Age movement and in every concept of cult and occult does not want you to look there. They all scream in the black flame of silence. Don't look at the cross. Don't look where Christ died, rose from the dead. Don't look at the reasons why. Don't look at the power offered. Don't look at the doorway. If you understand doorways can be open to spirits, to spiritual places, dimensions, Jesus Christ has become the doorway to the heart, to the face of God direct. God loves you. God wants you. God seeks you right now as you're listening. Number 9, military soldiers, military men, military science, weapons development, listen. The two targets globally that the dark side has and has had, that has been operating in and working in and developing over these years, He's the one breathing down the necks of weapons development scientists. He's the one guiding them to bring about some of the most incredible weapons because he needs them for the future. He needs to continue to stir the pot of war and build the need for more money and more weapons. And eventually, if you haven't already seen it, if you haven't already felt it, if you don't really know what's going on underground, the passionate goal in the end of days will be for spiritual guidance, ideas popping in minds and hearts that will guide the weapons development scientists, mil lab individuals, into building planetary defense weaponry in lieu of Revelation 19:19. Where did the ideas come from in those heads? You ever have any dreams that gives you technology that shows you what to build? Do you have any kinds of inspiration? Do you meditate? I think there are mil lab weapons development specialists that do. I believe there's more people like Jack Parsons that know the dark side, involved in rituals, involved in deep dark things, that are inspired deeply in the development of globalist weapons. For all the military men and women out there in leadership that believe and want a globalist army, you're being drawn into the most spiritually deceiving military arsenal in human history. I would beg you in Christ, in the presence of God, to study Revelation 16, when the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet in satanic ritual format unleash spirits to go to the kings of the earth, which you reference to military leadership, to gather the world's largest military, most advanced soldiers, most advanced weapons, spiritually engaged. This is beyond Colonel Shannon's 1st Earth Battalion. That's only the initiation towards this end game. We're looking at the most supernaturally empowered and seduced military structure that will willingly take its advanced weapons and aim them into the sky, as they are convinced that when the dimension opens up again, when the heavens open up again, and what begins to descend, they are convinced they must attempt to blast it out of the sky. You better take Revelation 19:19, soldier, and chew on it. Think through it. Better yet, read Revelation 19:20. For all the chosen ones, for all the satanic super soldiers, for all those who desire and are created to and believe you are to serve as the troops of Antichrist, your future is accurately, infallibly already shown. Revelation 19:20. Let's take a look at point number 10. Point number 10. Point number 10 involves, in biblical prophecy, the revelation out of the book of Revelation, Daniel, 2 Thessalonians 2, that Satan will use the masses of humanity to be and to do what Satan did through Judas 2,000 years ago. Judas did not believe. He did not have the Spirit of God. He was around the living Christ. He watched the miracles. He saw it all. But in his heart, his choice was he didn't believe. He didn't accept. His heart was committed to greed, to power. And the Word of God says that because of that open door in his mind and heart and will, it says that Satan entered into him and he went out and betrayed the Son of God unto death. And I'm going to say right now to those that have joined the spirituality of the New Age, that have joined the spirits that are guiding the world to what you think is a new world order, an age of Aquarius, a new dawn of 2013. The spirits that guide you there are collectively synchronized by the fallen cherub who is going to incarnate his presence in what you think is the world teacher. God calls him the beast. If you think for a moment, even to the Luciferian undergrounders, if you think for a moment that he loves you, if he cares about you, if you think for a moment that his promises of deification, of an evolution of human consciousness, of a transformation that will take you to godhood, is actually going to occur, look back 2,000 years ago at Judas. Go back thousands of years ago to the garden when the fallen cherub engaged the human race, promising them secretive knowledge, elitism, godhood, an evolution spiritually, a transformation. The fallen cherub clearly was telling humanity, God's gypping you. God doesn't want you to know. God's cheating you. And instead of deification, the death code entered into our genetics. And our human bodies are decaying and will die and rot into the ground. Not what God intended in the beginning. That's the reason for the cross and the death of Christ there at the cross. There's a book that is called The Death of Death in the Death of Christ. Oz Guinness, who wrote the book Dust of Death, said that the death and the resurrection specifically blasts apart the finality of death, and death is an enemy of God. Talk about the physics of God, indestructible immortality. Have you even studied 1 Corinthians 15? Have you even looked at the coming glorification of humanity? It is by the infinite power of God, atomos, on an atomic level, a flash, the twinkling of an eye, it will occur. Mortality will put on immortality, indestructible, eternal. Let me tell you right now, the greatest thing you can possibly hear is John 3:16. For God, the infinite everlasting God, so totally loved the absolute entirety of the human race that he gave the monogenesis, the one and only Son of God. He gave him in our place to break the death code, the sin code, Satan's ownership, to break this old spiritual lie. I'm going to tell you clearly that the living consciousness you feel around the earth, the presence in the air, manifesting more and more and more. It is the ancient fallen cherub bringing about a passionate agenda. I'm convinced through biblical revelation that the demons of hell, Satan himself, knows, Revelation 12, that their time is short. There is a passionate drive for Jerusalem and the temple. There is a need to bring the weaponry online, proclaim himself to be God and gather in the masses by the billions. What is the reason we should study the Antichrist, this homo satanus, because he will use the masses of humanity, maybe even you, if you have been led to reject the living Christ who died on that cross, you don't have the Spirit of God. You don't have the gift of eternal life. As a matter of fact, the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, with a small g, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the icon, the image of God. He is the visible, infinite, eternal, living God in the flesh. But Satan seeks to blind through all this process. Oh, he wants humanity to use you like a dog, to prostitute you, to inhabit you, and then once that use is over, like Judas, be discarded on the field of Akeldama. Akeldama, the field of blood. Read about it if you want to. Read the first and second, well, the first chapter of the book of Acts. Read about, find out what the field of blood is all about. And then take a look again at Revelation 19:20. Let me say again the 11th reason now, the 11th reason why we should study the rise of the Antichrist, why he's going to be here in the world. Most likely that he's living, but not yet come to power. Why? The 11th reason is this. This is the fallen cherub in human flesh. This is the one that so hated God, so desired to annihilate God, that he led humanity to this death and sin. You better be ready, my friends. You better be ready. Jesus Christ, in the midst of this, stands indestructible, indefeatable, and shall return. May I encourage you right now, get prepared. Do the studies. If you're someone that is questing, that is spiritually looking, or even maybe antagonistically mad and angry at what you're hearing here, let me simply say this. My name is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. However you have gotten this, there has been much prayer behind it. Much prayer. Because your soul matters, your life matters to God. Because God loves you and seeks you and wants you. You can come to the living Christ and receive Him as Lord and Savior. You can go to the Gospel of John and read and open your heart to God. Believers in Jesus Christ, what is the mission of God? The mission of God, reach the world. You know that your Lord and Savior will not return visibly to the world until the entire world is heard. He is the Savior, saving today as always, saving, healing, delivering. Listen, if you need some spiritual help, write to me, Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web has contact information. But wherever you're at in all the world, by thousands and thousands of you that download this, by the providence of God, I cry out to you as one human being who knows God, who knows Christ as Savior, Lord, King, and God. Come to Him. He wants you. He desires you. That's where eternal life is found.